Gaia Data Release 3. Cross-match of Gaia sources with variable objects from the literature, by P. Gavras et al. Context. In the current ever-increasing data volumes of astronomical surveys, automated methods are essential. Objects of known classes from the literature are necessary for training supervised machine learning algorithms, as well as for verification, validation of their results. Aims. The primary goal of this work is to provide a comprehensive data set of known variable objects from the literature cross-matched with Gaia DR3 sources, including a large number of both variability types and representatives, in order to cover as much as possible sky regions and magnitude ranges relevant to each class. In addition, non-variable objects from selected surveys are targeted to probe their variability in Gaia and possible use as standards. This dataset can be the base for a training set applicable in variability detection, classification, and validation. Methods: a statistical method that employed both astrometry, position and proper motion, and photometry, mean magnitude, was applied to selected literature catalogs in order to identify the correct counterparts of the known objects in the Gaia data. The cross-match strategy was adapted to the properties of each catalog, and the verification of results excluded dubious matches. Results. Our catalog gathers 7,841,723 Gaia sources, among which 1.2 million non-variable objects and 1.7 million galaxies, in addition to 4.9 million variable sources representing over 100 variability subtypes. Conclusions. This dataset served the requirements of Gaia's variability pipeline for its third data release, DR3, from classifier training to result validation, and it is expected to be a useful resource for the scientific community that is interested in the analysis of variability in the Gaia data and other surveys. This was Gaia Data Release 3, Cross-match of Gaia sources with variable objects from the literature, by P. Gavras et al.